Well, good morning and happy Easter to you all. So for the last week, we've been following, haven't we, the life of Jesus. From that grand entry into Jerusalem to today when we remember him rising from the dead. But of course, none of us were there, were we? We weren't there when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. We were not part of that vast crowd of people waving palm branches, putting our cloaks down on the road, shouting Hosanna to the Son of David, and you know, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We were not there. We were not there in the upper room when Jesus said to his disciples, "No, one of you is about to betray me." And you can imagine them all looking around at each other. Betray you? And then, of course, Judas walked out that night, didn't he? We were not there in the garden when Jesus was arrested. And Judas betrayed him with a kiss. We were not there. We were not witness to that. We were not witness to the trial when Jesus was before Pilate. You know, are you a king? Who are you? Shall we release Barabbas or Jesus? You know, give us Barabbas. What about Jesus? Oh, crucify him. But we were not there, were we? We were not there on the third day after, when the women went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. We were not there. We were not there to hear the words of the angel. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. None of us were there. But those who were there, their lives were changed. They were changed by the life of Jesus, his death, his resurrection. They found hope in Jesus. They found forgiveness. They found a reason to live. And some of them thankfully wrote it down. And that story of Jesus has been told and retold and retold down the centuries. And for all who believe, those words of the angels ring true, don't they? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Because he is not here, he has risen. He has risen. He is not here, he has risen. And this morning we've come to celebrate that. We've come to rejoice that Jesus, who died for us, is now alive and lives forever. And we who believe in him have that life too. So we have lots to celebrate, don't we? Okay, we're going to have our Bible reading for this morning, and Anne is going to come and read for us. Thank you.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 1. The resurrection. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Thank you, Anne. We're going to hear from one of the ladies who went to the tomb to prepare spices, prepare Jesus for his burial. So Cara's going to come and read.
I can tell you that now. They've always been suspicious of me, right from the start, wondering what Jesus was thinking of, getting mixed up with someone like me. I know what they'll say, mark my words. You're making it all up. You want to be the centre of attention as usual, a lovesick fool. Not that I can blame them. It didn't do his cause any good, after all, when I came along. A few tax collectors, the Pharisees could stomach, but me, I put the cat among the pigeons. I know how the tongues wagged, how easy it became to criticise. Maybe I should have stayed away, kept my distance. But I loved them. No, not in the sense they meant with their sly dark innuendos, but deeper, with everything I am, everything I've got, in a way I've never loved before. Yet not even the disciples really trusted me. I know that. They found it hard to accept, hard to forgive what I'd been. I can understand that. Let's face it, I'm finding it hard to forgive them for running away, failing him when they needed him most. But I hold to those words from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. He understood that we all fail him. We're all unworthy, none of us perfect. Yet he forgave us and loved us despite that. I thought I'd lost him, the only one who truly accepted me. And I was reconciled to struggling on alone, no one to understand, no one to offer support. But I was wrong, for he came to me. There in the garden, overwhelmed by my grief, he came to me, and hope was born again. Not that I could believe it at first. The voice was familiar, the face, the eyes, but I told myself it couldn't be. It had to be the gardener, anyone but Jesus. And they'll do the same, I'm sure of it. Tell me I've got it wrong, I'm being overwrought, ready to believe anything. They won't listen, I can tell you that now. But then, I'm used to that. And it doesn't matter anymore, for he accepted me as he's accepted them, as he accepts everyone who's ready to respond to his love and receive his forgiveness.
Okay, well, let's take a few minutes to think about the passage that we've had read to us. So it begins this way: on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. So how do you think the women were feeling that morning? These women had come to love Jesus, hadn't they? They'd come to spend time with him, they had meals with him. They got to know Jesus really well. They kind of began to understand who he was, his mission, how different he was, how he had come from God, and all their hopes were kind of pinned on him. And yet here they are, thinking, will we ever see him again? So, yeah, I'm sure all of those things you said are true. And then it goes on, verses 2 and 3. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Okay, so, you know, all this feeling down, all this sadness, and now they get there, and the stone's rolled away. So, it's hard to imagine, isn't it, all these kind of emotions and feelings. So let's read on, verses 4 and 5. While they were wondering about this, okay, while they were so confused and shocked, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, so they're afraid, in their fright the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? So how do these women react to that? I mean, they're still afraid, they're still in shock, but they're hearing this news. Why do you look for the living among the dead? This is a strange place to look for Jesus. This is the wrong place. If you want, you know, this is for dead people. So how do they react? Yeah, they bow down, because these men are gleaming. So there's a sense of awe, I think. They kind of drop to their knees. So there's lots of things going on, things that they did not expect. Verses 6 to 8. He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. So how are they feeling now when suddenly the penny begins to drop? You know, this news that he is alive. How do you think they're feeling? Excited maybe? Hopeful, yeah. It's like things are coming alive again within them. All their hopes had been dashed. They had thought it was the end. They were there when he was crucified. You know, the men, by and large, had run away, but the women were there. They saw all of that. And now they're being told he's alive. So a sense of shock, a sense of wonder, a sense of hope being birthed within them. Okay, let's read on, verses 9 to 11. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them as nonsense. Okay, so how do the disciples react? Disbelief. You must be joking. You know, what have you been drinking? What are you smoking? You know, there's just no way. Yeah, just these crazy women, you know. They laugh, they scorn. What a load of nonsense. Prove it. It can be quite frustrating when people don't believe you, can't it? You've got something you want to share with someone, and it's just too much. They can't quite believe it. In verse 12, Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, And he went away wondering to himself what had happened. You kind of wonder, don't you, what made Peter want to run to the tomb? Because all the other people, the apostles, the disciples, are just saying, what a load of nonsense. We don't believe that. We know he's dead. I wonder what it was that made Peter get up and run to the tomb. Was it because he had denied him 3 times and felt so bad and was so desperate for this to be true? Perhaps. But Peter at least was curious. At the very least, he was curious. He wanted to find out for himself. And you know, I think that is a good thing. We don't just believe what people tell us about the Christian faith. We want to find out for ourselves, don't we? Is it true? Did Jesus really die? And did he really die for me? And did he really rise from the dead? You know, if we're curious, then Peter is a good example. Let's run. Let's make an effort. Let's find out for ourselves if it's true. And of course, when Peter found out, like when everyone found out, they were not going to keep that to themselves. When they discovered that it was true, that changed everything, didn't it? They were prepared to follow him whatever it cost. They were prepared to tell anyone whatever it cost. Because the news is so, you know, that's how good it is, that everyone needs to hear. So let's not stop talking about Jesus. If we know him to be alive, if we know him to be the one who's forgiven us and given us hope, then may God help us to share that with others. Shall we say these words together? Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice. Amen. Amen. God bless you on this Easter day. He is not here.
He has risen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.